Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
And speak to me tonight. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 to 3. That is the key scripture. I usually talk about keys because we use keys to unlock and to lock. If you want to enter into a house, you have to have the key to the house. If you want to enter into your car, you have to have the key to be able to start your car. So keys are important, and we're going to use a key to unlock our humility in relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, we can all read together. With all humility, it's on the screen, and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen.
Amen.
I take that again. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Why are we talking about humility tonight? Why are we talking about humility in relationship? If two people are in relationship and everybody sees themselves as bigger than the other person, there's always going to be a chaos. One should learn to humble themselves. The other person should also learn to what? Humble herself. So two people, if everybody feels I'm big enough, then there's always going to be a problem in relationship. One person will say, well, I'm the one who gives the others. I'm the one who pays the bills. I'm the one who brings a lot of money in the house. I'm the one who has a lot of things before I got married. If that is the case, then go and do prenuptial arrangement before you got married. I want you to begin to think about the fact that your wife is not a slave. Your husband is not a slave. Your child is not a slave. We are all equal before the face of God. And if we don't learn how to humble ourselves, we are going to live in a life of chaos. Now, why? A proud man is always looking down on things and people. Again, a proud man is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you. Do you get me? Because you're always looking down. And if you look down, you will not be able to look things up. Because seek ye the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness first. And all others, including your visa you are looking to go to America with, will be given to you. Including Amen. The financial breakthroughs that you are waiting to receive will be given to you.
Amen.
First, look up. Don't look down. I said, look what? Up. Don't look down. Most of us will look down on people. We say to ourselves that you are not my type. You are not my type because I am better off than you. I speak good English. I have all the credentials. I went to this school. And who is your mate? You are no near my mate. I'm talking about people who really have class. You are not my class. Oh, really? I'm not your class. May the Lord have mercy upon us, because it's never about us. It is about God. Hallelujah. Don't look down upon people. Look up. And when you look up, who are you going to see? You're going to see Jesus. If you look down, you're going to see suffering. You're going to see your problems. But look up to Jesus. Amen. As you look down, you cannot see something that is above. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the church of Philippians, he warned them to know that the value of humility and being a true servant is do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in being a true servant, do nothing out of what? Selfish ambition. Hallelujah. Paul knew that pride and selfish is not the character of God. Rather, that is a true fellow of Jesus, who is clothed in humility, the son of the carpenter, the son of Mary. He who came from above didn't come and parade himself to the world that, hey, I am the King of Kings, I am the Lord of Lords. He had power, but yet he humbled himself to the degree of dying on the cross. Why humility? We have to show humility because the one that we are following him, he humbled himself and to the degree of dying on the cross. What should we do as believers if we want to walk in relationship and show humility? Humility is not intended for someone to belittle themselves or be displaying thoughts about who they are. There's a great advantage about what humility actually means and what it does. It does not think less of yourself. So think about it. Humility doesn't think less of what? Of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. A humility person is someone who honors other people. So tell somebody, honor somebody, and God will honor you. Learn to honor people. And when you honor people, God will do what? Honor you. When you go to place, don't hurriedly get a seat to sit. Look around and see whether somebody needed a place to sit first. But in this day and age, most of us think about ourselves. I have to get the comfortable seat and sit. Whilst the grown-up are standing, whilst others are struggling. When was the last time when you went to a grocery shop, standing in a queue, and you saw an elderly person who is struggling and holding an item? And because you wanted to go fast, you didn't care. And you just stood and went past by this person. Show some love when you see some people who are in need. Place your need beneath and let them go before you, because that will do you good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's go to the scripture that we are looking at tonight. Humility is a foundational virtue in a Christian relationship, shaping how we interact with others in our families, in our communities, in our churches. The Bible consistently calls us to be humble in dealing with one another, valuing others' opinion above our opinion. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, 2 and 3, it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Now, I would want to talk about a man who shows a lot of humility. His name is called Paul. Paul urges believers to be completely humble, because humility involves recognizing our own limitation and valuing others above ourselves. Another word when we talk about humility that comes into my mind is somebody who walks in gentleness. Alongside humility is an adjective called gentleness. It's a crucial aspect of a Christian relationship. It means responding with kindness and care, even in difficult situations. When it feels like you have your last money and you still want to do what is right, you will walk even in that difficult situation and believe that the Lord will take care of you. A key word after gentleness is patience and forbearance. To have patience in every situation. Most of us, we cannot wait. We use the expression, we can't wait to have the fufu to eat. We can't wait to eat the jollof rice. We can't wait even to get all the desires that we want. Can you wait to see the Holy Spirit directing you in life? Can you wait to have the Holy Spirit lead you to make decisions? You can't wait to have the wonderful corned beef and jollof to eat. The wonderful kenke and the fish. You can't wait. But you cannot wait for the Holy Spirit to lead you to all truth. You cannot wait for the Holy Spirit to lead you to be able to overcome the challenges of life. Beloved, if you say you can't wait, I want you to think for a moment and ask yourself, am I going before God or God is behind me? Seek He first and His righteousness, and all others will be given unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ultimate goal of humility in relationship is to maintain unity and peace within one body. So let's talk about it again as a couple right now. A husband and a wife. I see somebody has raised their hands. Is there anything that they need to ask? Brother Joseph Beatty, do you have a question? Okay, I'll go ahead because I see somebody raise their hands. Well, unity in the peace. I was just talking about a relationship. A husband and wife who have been married for years, they love each other, they do things to glorify God. But because of little misunderstanding, the husband feels that because the wife is not understanding me, I want to take the law into my hands and do my own thing. I want to first ask yourself, do your own thing means, are you being led by God to do your own thing, to punish your wife a little bit, for her to feel the pain, or you are trusting God that God is asking you to be silenced to your wife so the wife will feel that you too, you are champion in the house. Sometimes we behave strangely as couples in our homes because the wife had done something that is not supposed to be done, or the husband has done something that's not supposed to be done. And we take it so personal, forgetting that my husband is not an angel, forgetting that my wife is not an angel, forgetting that my son is not an angel. If we were angels, I tell you, we would live in the perfect world. We are not angels. So we have all our shortcomings, and let's learn to embrace each other and walk in humility, accepting the fact that it is human beings that will make mistakes. It is my wife who can make a mistake. It is my husband who can make a mistake. It is my daughter who can make a mistake. It's my son who can make a mistake. And correct each other with love, and that builds the unity among us. Think about it. I need your eyes. I need your ears. I need your hands, because we are one body fitted with different parts. There's a role of the eye. There's a role of the ears. There was a role of the hands. They all work together. I thank God the scripture says all things work together for good for them that love God and to them who have been called according to the purpose of God. Amen.
Amen.
There's a man I want to talk about tonight. His name is called Abraham. Genesis chapter 13, 8 and 9. So Abraham said to Lot, let's not have a quarrel between you and me, or between your heads and mine, for we are close relatives. It is not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. That is what we called unity. Abraham was no selfish. Lot wanted the best of the place. Abraham compromised. He said, I don't care. I can have the other part, which may not be the best place. But as long as you are happy, I am happy. How many of us can compromise in times like that? We are talking about humility that comes with selflessness. Hallelujah. Abraham, though the elder and the leader, humbled, allowed Lot to choose first when dividing the land. He placed Lot's interest above his own. Now I want to talk another word, which is very important. That is conflict resolutions. How do you handle conflicts? How do you handle conflicts? Abraham's humility prevented potential conflict and preserved the peace between their household. Oh, as for you, you will say that I will take my own first. Oh, I will take my own first. I don't know about you. Oh, that is what we call selfishness. Place other people's value first. And I tell you, the Lord will have your own way. In application, in our relationship, we should be willing to let go of the preferences for the sake of others. Oh, Pastor, what did you say? I said, let go. Let go with what? Our preferences for the sake of others. We have to do whatever we can to promote harmony over our personal gains. Beloved, I love this scripture so much. You can write it down. Numbers chapter 12, verse 3 says, now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. If you're talking about Mr. Humble, the name is Moses. He was a humble man, more than anyone else on the face of earth. That is Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Now, my final notes, beloved, let's seek God's guidance and prioritize the welfare of other people, not ourselves. Let other people matter to you the most, because life is not about you. Oh, yes, that's what I said. Life is not about what? You. It's about other people. Place people first. And when you place people first, God will place you first. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Responding to criticism. Most of us cannot handle criticism at all. When we are criticized by our friends, our siblings, by other people, then we cannot take that joke and we feel so angry and we feel so infuriated. Moses had a sister and the sister is called Miriam. Moses had a brother and his brother was called Aaron. Moses did not retaliate, but let God defend him, showcasing humility in the face of personal attacks. Beloved, in our final application, I want you to know that true humility in leadership invokes relying on God's wisdom. Being open to correction and not seeking personal glory will bring the grace of God upon your life. Now watch this. According to 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4 and 7. But David said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord. With these words, David sharply rebuked his men. That was when David was being hunted by Saul, and David had gone and see Saul deep asleep. Saul was after David's life, and now the Lord openly gave an opportunity for David to do something to Saul. But David said to himself, who am I to touch the Lord's anointing? Or if it were you and me, we say, oh, that's a perfect opportunity. I'm going to kill this person. I'm going to be done with this person, so that I have my peace. Beloved, it's not about our peace, but it's the peace of others. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord wash our ears. May the Lord cleanse us with the word that we have heard tonight, that it would inspire us to enter into a time of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. But let's consider the scripture again. Ephesians chapter 4, 2, 3. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, forbearing with one another, in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Romans 12, verse 10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love and give preference to one another in honor. We are going to go before the Lord. But I want you to think about this for a moment. What does humility look like in our relationship with God and with our relationship with others? How can humility foster unity within a community? I want you to ask yourself, in what ways can we put others first in our daily interactions? Again, this is a question to you and I. What does humility look like in our relationship? You and your wife, you and your parents, you and your friends, you and your siblings. How can humility foster unity within your community? In what ways can we put others first in our daily interaction? Shall we go before the Lord in prayer? Our first prayer topic tonight is pray to God to give you the spirit of humility, just like Jesus, to deal with everyone in brotherly love. Shall we pray? I want you to open up your mouth and pray this night. Le kata rabatuli. Le mozoto rianda rabasi indo rianda kita. Le imasata yando robozi yanda rababazi yanda rababa. Le kito rianda si yanda rababasi yanda kayanda. Le kita rabasoto rianda fasata yande. Le kita rababasi yanda rababa. Le imosoto rianda si yanda kayanda. In the name of Jesus, 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 Lekatayanda Rababa Satayanda, Lekitorobo Sotorianda Rababa, Ilianda Rababa Zianda Kito Yanda Rababa, Yendurianda Satayanda Rababa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, La Katayandurianda, Sayandarianda, Lekiturubo Zianda Rababa, Lekitarababa Zianda Yale, Lekatayandurianda Rababa, Durianda Yale, Durianda, Elianda Rababa, Sumurianda, Ekarababa, Lindurianda Rababa, Yandarababa Zianda Rababa, Lekitarababa Satayanda, Lekitarababa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Ekatazianda Rababa, Shakatazianda Fa, Lekatayanda Rababa, Lekitarababa, Lianda Rababa, Lekiturianda Kitayanda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Ekatayanda Rianda Satayanda, Lekatayanda Yande, Lekatarababa Zianda Yande, Lekatarababa Satayanda, Le Indurianda Satayanda, Lekitayanda Yanda Yanda. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name,
we pray for good health.
In Jesus' name,
in the name of,
we are going to still pray. At this time, we are praying for divine health. I want you to open your mouth and pray that, Lord, I need my divine healing from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I want you to ask God that, Lord, heal me from every sickness and every pain. Open up your mouth and pray for divine healing. Open up and pray that, God, I need my healing even now in the name of Jesus. Without the healing of God, we will not be able to do what we need to do. Pray the Lord would heal you and your family, heal everybody around you in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Pray, 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 pray. As never before.
We pray for your divine healing over our life and our family tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your healing. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for the testimony you have given to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we all reverence and adore you tonight. Thank you for healing your people tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. And we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, O God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lake Torianda Saika Boto Yanda, in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to pray for your church. I want you to pray for your church. I want you to pray for your pastor. I want you to pray for the leadership of your church. I want you to pray for the growth of your church. I want you to tell God that, God, I need you to move in my church as never before. I want to feel the presence of God in my church. I want to see the growth of the church in the name of Jesus. Pray for your church. Pray for the growth of your church. Pray for the leadership of the church. Pray that the Spirit of a living God will move in a mighty way as never before. before in your church, in your church. Pray and tell God that, Lord, I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your presence. I want you to feed your people in my church in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It takes your prayer to make a difference in your church. Pray for your church. Pray for your church tonight. Pray for the grace of God. Oh, yes, to move in a very mighty way as never before in your church. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Don't keep your mouth shut. I want you to pray for your church. Pray for your pastors. Pray for the leaders of your church. Pray that the growth of the church would even move in a very mighty way as never before. In the name of Jesus. Don't be weary in your prayer. I want you to open up your mouth and pray and say, Lord, have your way. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lei mosata. Lei bataya. Lei kabataya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray tonight and ask God to bless the work of your hand. Tell the Lord, bless the work of my hands. Bless the work of my hands. Any work that you do, pray the Lord will bless the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Soak your business in the hands of a living God. If you are a student, pray and thank God for the ability to be able to study. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pray for a change, of course, in your work. Pray that the Lord will bring an increase in your work. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for financial breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Pray and ask God that, Lord, accept the Lord you build. The builder will build in vain. Unless the Lord you believe, the Lord you build, nothing would happen in my finances. Lord, supply my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Cry unto the Lord tonight. Cry unto the Lord tonight and tell God that, Lord, I expect you to break through for me. I expect you to move in my way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whatever you need, I want you to ask the Lord tonight. I want you to cry unto the Lord and say, Lord, have your own way. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's nothing the Lord cannot do. There's nothing the Lord cannot do. For with God, all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our God is a good God. He's a kind God. He has never failed us. His promise are yea and amen to it. He is a faithful God. He's a sincere God. I want you to trust this God. I want you to trust this God. Take him by his word. Take him by his word. That, Lord, if you are God, have your own way in my life. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me from afflictions of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus. Cry on, baby. Cry on to the Lord. Cry, cry tonight. Cry on unto the Lord. He will answer you. He will answer you. He said, call on me. I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Cry unto the Lord tonight. Cry unto the Lord tonight. Cry unto the Lord tonight. Say the Lord, until you bless me, I will not leave here. Bless me tonight. Bless me tonight. Bless me tonight. Shower your blessings upon my life. Shower your blessings upon my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus. Ten things around for me. 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 In the name of Jesus. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ye me kotorianda. Ye betorianda ba. Le andaraba ba. Le katayanda yanda. Ye borianda ba. Ye le masatayanda. Ye borianda sata. Ye le katayando. Riamaraba ba. Ye kabarianda. Le katayandorianda. Ye borianda ba. Ye le andaraba ba. Ye fasatayanda. Le kababraba ba. Lo sotorianda. Ye liandaraba ba. Ye lianda fataya. Le korianda ba. In the name of Jesus. 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 Le katayanda. Le kabotoyanda. Le kabatayanda. In the name of Jesus. 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 We are praying for Africa now. We are praying for Africa now. We are praying for African continent. We are praying for East Africa. We are praying for South Africa. We are praying for West Africa. We are praying for North Africa. We are praying that the Lord will reign in Africa. The Lord will reign in Africa. We are praying for Africa. Pray, 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 pray. The Lord will move in Africa. The Lord will move in Africa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lekaboto yanda yanda ya. Lekabata yanda yanda. Iboso toyo dorianda. Ilakata yandorianda ba. Ilaba ba ba yandorianda ba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. O kawyanda yande. Yebeto yanda. Leboto rubosata. Lord bless Africa. Lord bless Africa. God bless Africa. Lord bless Africa. Lord bless Africa. In the name of Jesus. Moving the African continent. Moving the African continent. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Leka boto yanda. Leka bata yando. Eborianda yanda. Ibasata yale. In the name of Jesus. 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 May you rule in Africa. 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 In the name of Jesus. We pray to break through. We pray to break through every barrier in Africa. In the name of Jesus. We pray to break through every barrier in Africa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Andarababa. Lekavata yane. In the name of Jesus. 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 Holy Andarababa. Yele andayane. Lekaboto yanda.
There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power. Power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is victory, there is victory, victory, wonder working victory in the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb. There is victory, victory, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. We are going to pray for individual prayer requests. There are many of us who are going through special challenges in our own lives. I don't want to know it, but I want you to lay before the Lord and tell God that, Lord, you created me. You know everything that I need. Fix me tonight. Fix me tonight. Fix me tonight. I want you to open up your mouth and tell God, the Lord, fix every need of mine in the name of Jesus. I want you to open up your mouth and talk to the Lord. Tell the Lord to fix you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy andali 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 andalabata. Le matori andali andalabapata. Lord, fix me tonight. Lord, fix me tonight. Lord, fix me tonight. Lord, fix me tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lokayandori andayande anda. Le kabotori andarababa. Lord, fix me tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Le kabotori andaya. Le katayandori andayende. Le kabotori andarababa. Lord, fix me tonight. Lord, fix me tonight. Lord, fix me tonight. Imatori andarababa. Le kabotorianda yando rianda rababatorianda le kaborianda rababa le kabotorianda ya le kabotorianda rababa le kabata yando rianda rababa in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, fix me tonight, 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 leka batayande, fix me tonight, fix me tonight, fix me tonight, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now we are going to pray an intercessory prayer. We are going to pray an intercessory prayer. There's one brother of us who is in stage 4 cancer in California. His name is called Brother Fifi Martin. We are going to cry unto the Lord and tell God, the Lord, reach out and save Brother Fifi Martin. We are going to pray for Mrs. Abaka Kwanza, who is also seriously ill in Temagana. We want to pray for Brother Chris Frimpon, who is also ill in Adenta in Ghana. We want to pray for our brother Wayne Hopkins in Columbus, Ohio. We are going to pray and tell God, the Lord, have your own way and bring total healing for our brother. We want to pray tonight and remember our brother Gilbert Parker. We want to pray for Sister Omega Parker. We want to tell the Lord, have your own way in their lives even now. In the name of Jesus, open up your mouth and pray for these brethren. In the name of Jesus. Le imataya tayata. Le kataya boto roboto. Le kabotori andarababai ande ande. Le kabori andarababali andarababai. In the name of Jesus, 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 Lokayatorian Darababa, Lekabotorian Darababa, Shekaborian Darababalian Darababa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, le kabotorian darababa, le imosata yandorianda, le kaborianda yande, le imosata yanda, le kaborianda yale anda yale. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, finally, today is the last Wednesday in the month of August. Today is the last day in the month of August. I want you to tell God, the Lord, that, Lord, turn this Wednesday to be my blessed Wednesday. I want to receive it this month. So I use this Wednesday as the point of contact to my blessings. Open up your mouth and tell the Lord that, Lord, I am not ending this month without you blessing me. Therefore, Lord, as we are together as one family, Lord, bless me. The Bible says the man of God wrestled with the angel of the Lord and said, bless me. If you don't bless me, I will not let you go. I want you to tell the Lord that today is the last Wednesday of this month. Therefore, Lord, please bless me before I leave. Even today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Le katayandorian darababa, le kabotorian darababa liandarababa, le kaborian darababa se katayane, le kiborian darababa se kata, le kabotorian dayala. In the name of Jesus, 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 holy andarababa, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference. Uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.